Hello everyone and welcome to The Blue Zone. I'm your host Pete Kickass and welcome to Radio Sega's Sonic-centric show, where it's all about your favorite Blue Hedgehog Sonic, the, well, Hedgehog, that is. Jimmy is saying best episode so far because I've just played Ice Cap from Sonic 3. Yes, because I actually heard you on the last episode saying that, you were, that there was not enough Ice Cap, so yeah, I just played for an Ice Cap for you. So, yeah, I hope you guys have been having a great day, and if you aren't having a great day, well, now it's time for me to cheer you up, probably, if I can, that is, which, I hope I do, if you aren't having a great day. So anyway, we just had, from Sonic Cradle Zero Gravity, we had Ungravitify, Electrobex, and the Remix, or Mix, I can't even read the song properly because it's cropped. Oh, it just opened. There you go, so it's just Electro Extended, there it goes. So it's played on the main menu. We had Sonic Rush Get Edgy Sonic Mix, which is one of my favorite songs from Sonic Rush. And then we had Ice Cap 1, Zone 1, from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. One great song from Sonic 3, which the whole soundtrack is amazing, that is. So anyway, today's game of the week is Sonic Riders, so if you want to know more about that game, stay tuned, because later on this episode we'll be talking about it and playing your favorite songs from that game. And if you want to vote for your favorite songs from Sonic Riders, you can do so by going to radiosc.ga/bluezone. Alright, Jimmy is saying, don't you mean Act 1? Well, the file says Zone 1, but yeah, it's Act 1, my mistake. So anyway, if you want to vote, I'm going to post a link on the Discord, and I just posted it wrongly, amazing. Yeah, vote for your favorite Sonic Riders tracks over there. I really haven't checked how the poll is, if we have ties or not, but yeah, don't forget to check, vote for your favorite tracks over there if you want. And yes, so let's play some more Sonic Tune before we go into the news segment and talk about the latest Sonic news, which aren't that many. So yeah, let's play Stardust Speedway, the best mix from Japanese version of Sonic CD soundtrack, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we are back. So we just had three songs from different Sonic games. We had Stardust Speedway Past Nix from Sonic CD, and I made a mistake because there aren't any differences in the both soundtracks in the terms of past remix, past mixes, because they are exactly the same. So yeah, sorry for that. Then we had Spring Guard Zone from the first Sonic the Hedgehog games, the 16-bit version, and then we had Misty Lake from Sonic and the Black Knight, one of the two storybook series games. And yeah, welcome to the news segment. We'll talk about the latest Sonic news that have happened during this week. We have actually only one piece of news this week, and it isn't much relevant, but it's still news, so I must talk about it. But before we go into that, it's time for the Question of the Week segment, which is the segment where we play a little game of questions and answers, and you can get 3 points maximum in this little game. You can guess your answers by PMing me on Discord. Join the Radio Sega Discord while you're at it. You can do it by going to radiosc.ga/discord and join the talk with all of us if you aren't doing so already. And then you can PM me over there, just right click my name and then message, and you can do that. So yeah, how does this work? So I give you a question, and then you must answer it correctly, and you only get 3 guesses in this game. So if you get on the first guess, you get 3 points. If you get on the second guess, you get 2 points. And if you get on the third guess, only get 1 point. So yeah, let's check out the positions in this game. So right now we have Jimmy in first place with 29 points, Viper in second place with 28 points, Miles Price in third place with 6 points, Music Clues in fourth place with 5 points, and in fifth place combined we have Skyblaze Capper, Supersonic Swag, and Refsig, all of them with 3 points. And Viper seems surprised that Jimmy is in first place and Viper is in second place. Indeed. So I guess you must take advantage of this easy question and maybe climb up to the top if you can. Jimmy says, is the answer Pizzi Lekes? Yes, I don't really know, and I
don't think I can...
Wrong thing. Because... Oh, I'm missing that one instant player. Or is it... oh, there we go.
Bet I can smash that.
Okay, just... just an excuse to use this. Anyway, so this week's question of the week is... In Sonic Unleashed, Sonic met a new character who worked with him in order to bring the planet pieces back together. What's the real name of this character? So let me just repeat that. In Sonic Unleashed, Sonic met a new character who worked together with him in order to bring the planet pieces back together. What's the real name of this character? If you know the answer for this question, PM me on Discord, and maybe you can get 3 points. And maybe you can climb up to the first place, Viper, again. And yeah, good luck, and think and use your ads and use your Google skills, if you don't know it. So anyway, news. So this week we only have one piece of news, as I said, and that is... Well, where was I? Just oh, there we go. So Archie has emailed all subscribers of the Sonic comics, as it was rumored. So, the email, let me just recap. Where's that thing? I forgot to add a little thing to my question of the week. And yeah, there we go. So, before we go into the news, because I let the question too bland and too open for all sorts of questions. So let me just elaborate this question a little bit. So he met a new character who worked with him in order to bring the puzzle pieces back together. And one thing I forgot to say is that he wears a necklace with a green ball. So there you go, just to make things easier for you. Because if it's like too open, you can actually get the professors in together, and you can get the other people that you met together, and yeah, you can actually mix up. So probably this will help a bit. So yeah, there we go. So again, what's the real name of this character? Now the question of the week starts, and all the other questions, the answers are not counting, but no, it is. So anyway, as I was saying, Archie has emailed all subscribers of the Sonic comics, as it was rumored. And Emil said that they are not receiving their issues of the comics because they were all delayed, and there was no mention of if they were cancelled or not. So they kind of said what we already knew, and no new info has been given to us. So yeah, we are kind of in the dark area because we actually don't know anything about the comics. It's been so long and they are keeping getting delayed and delayed even further and further. And we have no clue if they are actually cancelled or not. But they are saying that they are only delayed, so I guess we will trust them, I guess. But yeah, I only want to see that Sonic Overdrive comic because Mega Drive was amazing and I really need to check out Overdrive, if it gets released, that is, because it keeps getting delayed and even further. And yeah, if I recall correctly, that they actually cancelled the Sonic comic for the free comic book day, which was yesterday, in order to give space to a Riverdale comic. So yeah, that's another thing which I had forgot to mention. So yeah, no actual new info on the Sonic comics other than they are again delayed, which we already knew. And yeah, that pretty much sums up all the news for this week. So yeah, the next segment, it's the Sonic Game of the Week segment. So yeah, before we go on to that, what's this thing? Jamie said, I don't know one thing related to Archie, who killed Jason Blossom. This is like to Riverdale, but I don't know anything about Riverdale, so I can't really answer that. So yeah, sorry about that. So anyway, before we go on to the Sonic Game of the Week segment, let's play some more Sonic tunes. And yeah, let's start with the Labyrinth Way from Sonic Adventure, and we'll be right back.
Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
And we are back, so hope you guys have enjoyed that little song block we just played right there. And welcome to the Sonic Game of the Week segment. We will talk about the different Sonic game each week. And this week it's time for us to talk about Sonic Riders, the first game in the Sonic Riders series. And yeah, if you haven't done so, and if you want to do it, that is, be sure to vote for your favorite Sonic Riders tracks at radiosc.ga/bluezone. I'm going to post the link again on the Discord. And yeah, if you want to do so, you can do so right there. So anyway, Sonic Riders was released in 2006 for the GameCube, the PlayStation 2, the Xbox, and the PC. It was the first game of the Rider series, which consists of doing races using overboards, which are called the Extreme Gears. It's the fourth racing game in the Sonic series and introduces the Babylon Rogues, Jet the Hawk, Whip the Swallow, and Storm the Albatross. So this was the first game where they appeared. The gameplay of this game, so it's pretty much basic, because you must race against your opponents in races, so using that extreme gear which you talked about. And there's a total of 16 tracks in the game, and nine of them are unlocked in the story mode, and two of which need to be unlocked by winning gold in each World Grand Prix, so 5 tracks per Grand Prix. And each character has different stats, which alter their performance slightly in races. In this game, the key component of this game is air, and it serves as fuel for the extreme gear, and it's depleted during the race and by performing certain maneuvers. So for example, jumping can deplete your air gauge, drifting and boosting, because you can actually boost in this game, it also depletes your air gauge. And you can refill your air gauge by performing tricks, and those tricks can be performed by jumping off ramps and moving your analog stick in order to perform certain tricks. And when you perform the tricks, at the end of the tricks, when you actually land, you're rewarded with a rank. And depending on the rank, you will get more air, and you're rewarded with more air once you finish the tricks. And when you run out of air, your character will start running instead of actually riding the extreme gear. So, and while you're running, you can't boost, attack, or do corners as easily as you did with the overboard, so the extreme gear. So, So, in terms of characters, they are various types of characters. So, we have the speed type characters, which have the highest top speed and low accelerations. And they can grind on rails, which grants them air. So, speed type characters, we have Sonic, Amy, Jet, Shadow, E10000R, and Ulala from... I forgot the game. What was it called? Space Channel, there you go. Ulala from Space Channel 5, I think. Yes, there you go. So then we have the power type characters, which have the best off-road durability and can break through certain obstacles, which grants them air as a reward. And their speed and accelerations are average. So as power characters, we have Knuckles, Storm the Albatross, Dr. Eggman, E10000G, and II from Super Monkey Ball. And then we have the flight type characters, which have the highest acceleration and good top speed. Their durability and cornering varies between characters, so we actually don't have precise stats in this type of characters. These characters can air ride through accelerators and gain air while doing so. For example, if you jump at a certain ramp, your character may start gliding through the air, which can grant air. The types of flight characters, we have Tails, Wave the Swell, there we go, Cream, Rouge, and Knights from Knights into Dreams. And I have lots of mentions on Discord, so let me read through them. Green Viper says, a bit of trivia for you here, what's the name of Knuckles' extreme gear? I don't know, but I can give you that name in a second. Just go over here, and bam, there we go. Seem to go down here, and there we go, it's Red Rock, the name of Knuckles' extreme gear. If you want to know that, Jamie says, fun fact, Sonic Card is part of many Sonic R games. Here's a list: Sonic R, Sonic Rivals, Sonic Rivals 2, Sonic Rush, Sonic Rush Zero Gravity, Sonic Rush, Sonic Rush Adventure, and Sonic Runners. Indeed, there's a lot of Sonic games with begin with the letter R. Fun fact indeed, because I actually didn't know that there were that much games with the letter R as in the second name. Anyway, moving on. Extreme gear. Each character has their own extreme gear, which only they can use. Well, not every character, but most of them are like this. However, you can unlock more extreme gear by buying them from the shop using rings, or by fulfilling certain requirements, such as completing one or more missions with a certain rank. And there are different types of extreme gear. So, for example, we have the boards, which resemble normal boards, and they are the most balanced class of extreme gear, having average statistics and average fuel consumption, this fuel being air. Then we have the bikes, which resemble motorbikes, and they are the most powerful class, but less maneuverable and less fuel efficient. And they can be unlocked by completing the Babylon story mode. The skates resemble roller skates, and they are the less powerful class, but they are the most agile and most fuel efficient. And they are unlocked by completing the hero story mode. And in total, we have 54 different extreme gear. So yeah, it's a lot of extreme gear. Anyway, going on to the trivia, let's start with this one. So there was a PC demo available for this game, and while the site for that demo is now offline, you can still download the demo in this link. I'm going to post the link on the Discord, so if you want to actually check out the game for yourself and try out the demo, you can download it through here. It's completely legal, don't worry. That's why I'm sharing. Yes, and during development, Jamie is saying, does Sonic Riders have a story? It does have a story mode, and so does all the other Sonic Riders games. So yeah, during development, Nintendo Power announced that Mario would be a GameCube exclusive character, but that was later proven as false. Can you imagine, like, Mario riding like on Extreme Gear on Sonic tracks? Yeah, it doesn't that fit quite much. But then again, an animated hedgehog riding on the overboards isn't that fitting as well. But yes. Anyway, all Target Xbox and PS2 copies of the game came with a free Sonic X DVD, so if you wanted to play Sonic Riders while watching your episodes of Sonic X, you can do so by purchasing the Target copy. Yeah, there's no commercial availability. Anyway, this is the second Sonic game to have an anime-style opening cutscene, the first being Sonic CD, and I loved that intro so much because I generally love that types of intros, like for example in Sonic CD we had that anime style opening and ending. And Sonic Riders opening was really, really amazing, and I really would like to see more animated cutscenes in future Sonic games. And if that rumor from Sonic Mania was true, which I talked about because people are... well, there was an animated cutscene or a piece of a cutscene which was... posted but then removed really quickly, and that may suggest that Sonic Mania is getting animated cutscenes, and if that happens it will be amazing really. So yeah, during gameplay Eggman's voice is recycled clips from Dean Bristow, the voice of Eggman in Adventure 2 and Heroes. In the story cutscenes, however, his voice is Mike Pollock, so that's a little fun fact for you. And yeah, that is indeed true, because if you actually listen to it closely, the gameplay clips, the sound clips are actually from Dean Bristow. Jimmy says, animated cutscenes, aren't all cutscenes in video games animated? Well, yes, but animated in the term of actually being hand-drawn and that stuff. I guess that you actually got the idea, but just messing with me, and yeah, that is true. Yeah, so this was the last Sonic game for the Xbox and GameCube. It was also the last Sonic PS2 game in Japan. So, for example, Sonic Riders was released on the PS2 and Sonic Unleashed as well on the PS2, but this was the last PS2 game in Japan in terms of Sonic games, in case you didn't know. Yeah, so a little fun fact as well, the emerald detector that Tails uses looks really similar in appearance and serves similar purpose to the Dragon Raider from Dragon Ball, which is believed to share many similarities to Sonic, if you want to see how that is. There you go. And the picture should be posted over there, but my guess is that it isn't. Anyway, just click the link. And yeah, it looks really similar to Dragon Ball Raider from Dragon Ball. So yeah, that's a fun fact. There you go. That's what you can do. So yes. Anyway, the manual for the PC version of the game features an advert for Sonic the Hedgehog, the 2006 version. But it's stated that it will be released on Xbox 360 and PC instead of Xbox 360 and PS3. So if you haven't seen that, here's a pic. It should be loaded in a while. So yeah, because you can see down there it says PC DVD-ROM and Xbox 360 and Xbox Live, but as it turned out, Sonic 06 was only released on PS3 and Xbox, and it was completely rushed and full of bugs anyway. A Game Boy Advance version of the game was in development by Backbone Entertainment, but was cancelled. Yes, and I believe they developed the Jet Set Radio port for Game Boy Advance as well, and the Backbone Entertainment, that is. And yeah, it wasn't that good. Well, it was good, but not as great as the console versions. So yeah, I'm glad that it was cancelled. Yes, and that pretty much sums up Sonic Riders. And now I want to know your own opinions of the game. Do you like the game? Do you hate the game? Just share your own opinions on the game. You can do so by tweeting us on Twitter. We are Radio Sega, so at Radio Sega, you can tweet over there your own opinions of the game. And you can also share your own opinions on the Discord page. So radiosc.ga/discord, and you can talk to us over there. My opinions of the game are that it wasn't, well, it was good, that is, but I much prefer Zero Gravity, because it doesn't have that fuel thing, and the gravity mechanic is really, really amazing. So yes, I much prefer the Zero Gravity than Riders, the original one. Jimmy says Backbone didn't make Jet Set Radio on Game Boy Advance, it was Vicarious Visions, there we go. So my mistake, as I was saying, I wasn't really sure that it was it, so that's why I was asking. So yes, so I was indeed wrong. Viper says absolutely no idea as to which insert you're talking about, and he has a pic of the Sonic 06 advert, which I just posted, and my guess is that Viper has the PC version of Riders, which, yes. Actually, but I really find it funny that they did that. Probably just a mistake. But imagine Sonic 06 on PC. Yes, it probably will be fixed by modders and all that stuff, but, yes. Probably will be a little bit better because of the game, of the graphics and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm glad that it wasn't really decent PC, because it ended up being so broken, it's better to stay as it is. So anyway, I'm going to see how's the poll for the songs which you have voted. Let's just refresh the page. And yes, not many of you have voted as I expected. So yes, I guess I should just close the collector. Jimmy's saying Jet Set Radio on the Game Boy Advance was really good. The soundtrack was great for a Game Boy Advance. Yeah, that's it, isn't it correct? The soundtrack for a Game Boy Advance game, it was really, really, really good and way ahead of its time, really. But the game, I really didn't enjoy it as much as the console version. But yeah, it was good as a game, but not as being a. Well, I don't know really. But it was good, but not as good. That's what I'm trying to say. So anyway, I'm just going to close the collector. We have a lot of ties again, so I guess I will just resort to random.org. So anyway, close collector, and there you go. So 9 people have voted, thank you all for voting. And it's time for me to actually resort to my pal random.org. And we actually only have a top 3. So yes, random.org, we have 3 tracks tied in 3rd place. it's circle, right? 1, 2, 3. Oh, it's top 4. My mistake. So in 4th place we have number 1. Which is number 1? It's this track over here. So let's drag this track over to here. Want to delete this one. And yeah, so let's now enjoy your top 4 tracks from Sonic Riders, and we'll be right back with the remix on with some amazing remixes from the Sonic community. So we'll be right back and hope you enjoy this top 5.
Number 3.
And we are back, so we hope you guys have enjoyed that top 4 tracks from Sonic Riders. And yeah, hope you guys have agreed with that top 5. Well, I can't really judge because I'm not that familiarized with the Sonic Riders soundtrack, but yeah, I guess it's good. I don't agree with one track, and I have to blame random.org for that, because let's just give you the positions. So in 4th place combined, we have Team of Egg Factory, Team of Babylon Garden, and Team of Splash Canyon. In 3rd place we have Catch Me If You Can and Team of Sega Carnival. In 2nd place and 1st place, we have Sonic Speedrider, and in 1st place we have Team of Sandrine. So Sega Carnival was in 3rd place, and yeah, random.org has bad music taste and chose Catch Me If You Can. So yeah, blame random, hashtag blame random.org. Anyway, welcome to the Remix Zone, where we play the three different remixes each week. And this week it's time for us to play another three remixes, as normal. So yeah, if you want to request your own remixes, or not your own, but in case if you want to request remixes, that is, you can do so by PMing me the remixes on Discord, and I'll play them next week. Because I really can play them today, because I have downloaded the MP3s and all that stuff. But yeah, if you want to request remixes, you can do that if you want. So yeah, without further ado, let's play Sand Ruins Fox Remix by Nathan G. Or, yes, so and yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed these remixes, so we'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we are back. So we just played three remixes made by the community of Sonic fans. And so we just played Sand Ruins Fox remix by Nathan G. Then we played Chemical Plants on Sonic Mania. There you go, Sonic. I can't read the old title. God damn it. There you go, Sonic Mania version. I can't read it. I think that's how it's called. So by Turret 3471. And then we played Hydro Funk from Oppo Science Collective. A really great remix of Hydro City. And that pretty much sums up the Blue Zone. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of the Blue Zone. It's been, not get really say that much. So, before we end up the show, I need to tell you the answer for the question of the week. So, if you didn't get it, the question of the week for this week is, scroll up, there you go, this week's question of the week is: in Sonic Unleashed, Sonic met a new character who worked with him in order to bring the planet pieces back together. What's the real name of this character? And then, as an extra tip, I said that this character wears a necklace that has a green ball. Get green balls! Yes. If you haven't answered the question already, now it's time to do so, because we are closing in this. So I'm going to repeat the question once again, in case you haven't heard it the first time. In Sonic Unleashed, Sonic met a new character who worked with him in order to bring the planet pieces back together. What's the real name of this character? Also, this character wears a necklace which has a green ball. Not much time left to answer. You still have the opportunity to get three full points of points. And maybe you can get yourself a really nice place on this positions on the question of the week, because we have a lot of places left to fill. A few more seconds and I'm going to close it. And now it's closed. You can no longer answer the question. So the answer for this question was obviously Light Gaia, which was the real name of Chip. I think that's a little character which flied around Sonic and followed him everywhere he went. So Light Gaia was the answer, and congratulations to everyone that got the question right. So in terms of points, we have Jamie in first place with 32 points, Viper in second place with 31 points, Miles Price in third place with 6 points, Musical.ly in fourth place with 5 points, and in fifth place we have Skyblaze, Capper, Super Sonic Swag, and Rhapsody, all of them with 3 points. Thank you all for taking part on this little game, and I hope to have you back next week for this game and a lot more stuff. So thank you all for tuning into this show, and don't forget to tune in at 8 p.m. in my time zone, that is, and if it's going to happen, because I really have no clue if Andy is going to present his show or not, which is the Sunday Funday. And since I don't know if it's going to happen or not, I'm just going to say that stay tuned, probably it will happen. No really clue about that, but stay tuned for that. And let's end off the show with the remix from Sonic Generations. So this has been the Blue Zone. I'm PZKS, and hope to see you guys next week. See ya!
It's over! That was fast!